Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Where's the independence of the committee? Where's the legislature? Where's Elon Musk?
Okay, I haven't really talked to you guys about the Doge Kids. So let's do a little primer on the Doge Kids and what exactly they're doing to our Social Security. So it all started with a group of young tech minds. They were men, young men, who pretty much worship Elon Musk. They are called the Doge Kids, Department of Government Efficiency. Ha, what a laugh that is. But anyway, they were thrust into the heart of our government information under the Department of Government Efficiency. So we had Akash Baba. I don't know if I'm saying these names right because they are very different. Edward Korstein, Luke Ferriter, Gautier Cole Killian, Gavin Kleger, and Ethan Sheltron. I could have butchered each and every one of those names. Anyway, they range from 19 to 24 years old. So all of those names were brought about by Wired. Remember, I told y'all need to be following Wired. But Wired released and revealed those names way back on February 2nd, naming them as key players in this newly created agency. And again, formed by executive order under President Donald Trump on January 20th. So Congress had no choice in this matter. DOGE was an executive order, and they came in like a wrecking ball. Now, 2 days later, Wire dropped another bombshell. Marco Elez, a 25-year-old former SpaceX employee, had administrator access to Treasury IT systems handling tax payments. So that pissed a whole lot of people off. And he is also a Doge kid. In fact, he's, as far as what we know and as the ages that we have reported, he's the oldest one that I know of. But anyway, after it was found out that he had administrative access to the Treasury IT systems, alarm bells were raised. Treasury officials had previously insisted that Doge had read-only access, that they couldn't tamper with anything, that they could only read what was there. Now, if you know anything about really, really, really smart young people, is that they like to prove just how smart they are. So even if you thought you gave a Marco, read-only access, the little kid in him is going to want to prove that he can go further. Okay, so he was supposedly granted full privileges mistakenly and only briefly. These are coming from sworn statements reviewed by Politico. However, you said that he only had read-only access. So was that like you telling him, hey, don't mess with anything, only read, and he had to prove that he could do whatever the hell he wanted? Because that's what it looked like to me. And then he kind of hacked in there and alarm bells went off somewhere else, and that's how they found out that he had done it. Anyway, because that's a lot of speculation on my behalf, I'm going to get back into what really happened, things that we know happened for sure, right? So the story didn't stop at this unauthorized access. Ellis resigned after a racist social media post surfaced, including one where he said, "You couldn't pay me to marry outside my ethnicity." Now look, to each his own. That to me would not be enough for me to say, hey, we might need to kick this kid in the can. That's not enough. But then there's another that says, normalize Indian hate. Now that is a problem, right? Because at some point in his little Doge career, he will have the life of an Indian person in his little bitty hands. And because he wants Indian hate normalized, what would he do to that Indian person whose life that he has in his hand? But if you think that's something, he also made inflammatory comments about the Israel-Hamas conflict. Now, unlike a lot of people, he's not taking sides. He said, "I wouldn't mind at all if Gaza and Israel were both wiped off the face of the earth." So that is one way to deal with the problem. Of course, the backlash was swift and severe, and that is what caused Lamarco to resign. But then the backlash took an unexpected turn. Elon Musk launched a poll on X, Twitter, whatever, asking whether this kid should be rehired. And the majority of 385,000 respondents said yes. Because if there's one thing that we know about people in general, but especially people who muck around on Elon Musk's X, people don't care about what's going on in the world until it hits their front door. So they're not Israeli, they're not Palestinian, they're not Indian, and they are not outside of the right, the ethnicity of Marco Elias. So yeah, give him man his job back, right? That's what they're saying. Vice President J.D. Vance. Now remember, he's got a beautiful Indian wife. I didn't say he was beautiful. I just said his wife is beautiful. I ain't got no beef with the wife, except for how could you marry this guy and stand proudly by his side with some of the bullshit that he is pushing through. And this is just some more of the bullshit, because J.D. Vance supported the idea. He argued that stupid social media activity shouldn't ruin a kid's life. Now, this is the same guy. Just think about this. You want to ruin the lives of many Ukrainians because you don't think Zelensky was thankful enough to the United States. Even though he said thank you 10 trillion times, you want it to be 10 trillion in one. But anyway, let's get back to this. Yeah, he said social media activity shouldn't ruin a kid's life. Now, normalize Indian hate. You know, if he was okay, and this is JD, if he's okay with normalizing hate against his wife, what about his children? You want those children to grow up with normalized Indian hate? Of course, Donald Trump endorsed Vance's stance, and soon after, this kid was reinstated. Despite protests from Indian American groups and criticism from Ro Khanna, who was a U.S. representative. Who cares what they have to say? They're only people who are affected by the things that this kid said. By the end of the week, he was back on a government roster with an official executive office of the president's email. Now, soon, reports surfaced that he had been assigned to a Doge detachment at the Department of Labor, so they can go and fuck shit up there, too. Then, right, back at the Social Security Administration. The Social Security Administration found itself in the crosshairs of Doge's sweeping changes. And we got an acting commissioner right now. Acting Commissioner Leland Dudick voiced concerns about the agency's stability. He privately admitted that the so-called Doge kids were calling the shots. Despite unease over their influence, Dudek maintained that he works for the president. He needs to do what the president tells him to do. Now, that is, of course, coming from recordings that were obtained by ProPublica in an article on March 12th. So today, the day of this recording, because I really need to hit some of these quotes. I want the quotes to be just as they captured them and not like I put in my notes. So anyway, Leland Dudek, he's one of his quotes from this recording is, "I don't want the system to collapse." He said that in a closed door meeting. He also said that it would be catastrophic for the people in our country if DOGE were to make the changes at his agency that were as sweeping as those at other government agencies, such as USAID, you said, what people called the Treasury Department. Elsewhere, he's concerned that, hey, if DOGE makes the same types of changes to Social Security, it would be catastrophic. So he was talking to a group of senior staff and Social Security advocates. These people were attending both in person and virtually. Dudek also continuously called them the DOGE kids because, again, think about your nana, your papa, your friends, family that are using Social Security who get disability. Think about those people in your life. You got a group of kids who've got your family member's life in their hands. So anyway, he said, hey, I don't only have to answer to the DOGE kids. I have to answer to the president because he is a political appointee. Now, there have been so many people who have tendered their principled resignations because they could not carry out the agenda of this administration. So they put their protests on record and they resigned. Dudek, he doesn't have that type of, he doesn't have that fortitude. He ain't got that dog in him, y'all. He feels like he's stuck. I've got to do what the president says because he is employing me. You could quit. But anyway, people were asking Dudek in this meeting, why wouldn't he forcefully call out President Donald Trump's continued false claims about Social Security fraud? Dudek, his answer is telling. He said, so we published for the record what was actually the numbers there on our website. This is dealing with, have you ever worked with someone who's manic depressive? End quote. Manic depressive, up and down. Sometimes we would call it at one time bipolar, right? That is how he is describing the president of these United States. Now, is there anything wrong with having these mental illnesses, any of them? No, I suffer from mental illness myself, right? But if you're not getting anything done about your ups and your downs and your mood swings, and if you're not having anything done about that, then now that's a problem. I wouldn't mind having a man. I don't mind having a president who suffers from a mental illness as long as they are taking responsibility for their mental illness and it is not being inflicted upon the whole country and in a lot of ways, the whole world. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead on. So throughout that meeting, Dudek continued to say, man, you know, he basically doom and gloom for Social Security. He did it in like, you know, well, it's like a Eeyore kind of, oh, well. He says, are we going to break something? I don't know. I mean, this is a program that's been around for 90 years. 90 years. Oh, I mean, it will be to this year unless they quote unquote break it. And it has serviced so many people and so many of us, myself included, have paid into Social Security every time we got paid from the time I was 17 years old. And we're put that system in the hands of a few kids and worry about them breaking it. So anyway, under DOGE's directives, the Social Security Administration faced drastic structural overhauls, at least 7,000 job cuts, buyouts for all 57,000 employees, a reduction from 10 regional offices to just 4, the termination of 64 leases. Even basic operational functions suffered. Of the IT systems crashed more frequently due to canceled contracts, and employees were restricted from using government purchase cards for sums over $1. So if you needed to make copies or anything like that, if it cost more than a dollar, you couldn't get it. So some of the things that these people are doing, it just seems like they're doing shit because they can, and just leaving some things just to be cruel. Why would you give them these government purchase cards and only put a dollar on them? It's just cruel. Dudek also, well, I talked about that, that he contradicted Trump's repeated claims about Social Security fraud being so widespread. He clarified that while there are some 110-year-olds still in the database, they are not in pay status. When they're not in pay status, that means no money is going out. So where's the fraud? They're not actively receiving benefits. So where's the fraud? Yet, despite growing inefficiencies and data security concerns, Dudek appeared torn. This is a conflicted man. Talk about your manic depressive. This man is conflicted. He defends DOGE and its staff while also worrying about how the vulnerable people in this country would be affected by what DOGE is doing. Now, of course, Dudek is not going to be the man very long. He's set to be replaced by Frank Bisignano. I can't say none of these people's names. These are some of the hardest names. I'm going to have to practice saying these names. I see them and I read them. Frank Bisignano. I can't say that. Anyway, so that's Trump's long-term pick to lead Social Security, which signals another shift in this rapidly evolving and increasingly controversial experiment that they are running with our country and the programs that has sustained so many for so long. And one of the reasons that this has become such a hot button issue, especially the Social Security side of things, is that it has been said that the plan between Elon Musk and Donald Trump is to privatize Social Security. So they want to shift the program from a pay-as-you-go government-run system to one where the individuals manage their own retirement savings through private investment accounts. So instead of your payroll taxes going to a Social Security trust fund that pays benefits to retirees, the workers would invest a portion or all or whatever amount they want of their Social Security contributions into private accounts like stocks, bonds, mutual funds. The problem with that is that the current system is guaranteed. Guaranteed benefits, you know, and they send you out a picture, a snapshot of what you would get if you were to retire at this age, or if you got disabled today, this is what you'd get. You know what you'll get. Guaranteed. Privatized accounts would be subject to the stock market fluctuations. So a downturn in the market would significantly reduce a retiree's savings. Now think about the way the market has been over the last few days. And I'm not a stock analyst. I'm not a stock person, period. I don't watch the market like that. I'm paying very close attention to the market here recently because every day it's dropping. Now, of course, I haven't checked today because, again, it's not my bag. But that is something, if this was a private system right now, people would be losing money because of the quote-unquote manic depressive episodes of our current president. So just think about that. I'm sure people with 401ks are literally having to plop, plop, fizz, fizz every 5 or 10 minutes with the way the market is going. There's another issue that could present itself if you privatize Social Security, which is, hey, if I can afford financial advisors or if I have some investment knowledge, I'm going to do great, right? While others may make poor choices because they have no idea. They have no idea how stocks work. They'll lose money. And then their retirement security would be null and void. They would have no security. And they would be at the most vulnerable times of their lives and have nothing. Then managing millions of private accounts would require like a lot of oversight, potentially leading to higher administrative fees than what is currently being programmed compared to the Social Security system as it is right now. It has a relatively low overhead. The whole system for Social Security pretty much pays for itself, but you would have to have some type of oversight over millions of private accounts. And then these people now who are already on Social Security benefits, if payroll taxes are now going to private accounts, the government would need to find a way to continue to pay the people who are already on Social Security. That would require tax increases, borrowing, benefit cuts, et cetera, right? Now, people would argue, hey, but you could yield higher returns. Again, if you understand the stock market, if you can afford financial advice, then yes, you could. But again, this is like the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. So the few people who would benefit from this program being privatized are not better than the many people who need things to stay just the way it is. And Social Security, again, it currently provides disability benefits, spousal benefits, survivor benefits. Pretty funny thing is Elon Musk had mentioned, you know, there are babies drawing Social Security. There are 5-year-olds drawing Social Security. This is supposed to be for retirees. You know why those babies and 5-year-olds are drawing Social Security? They are survivors' benefits. These young children have suffered one of the greatest losses a child would ever suffer. That is the loss of a parent. And because he has no idea, Elon Musk has no idea how our system works. And if his children lost him, they would be financially fine. So he's not worried about these children or these young people who have disabilities, these young people who are getting survivor benefits. He's not worried about them. He didn't even take an opportunity, a second, to understand the system that he is so eager to dismantle. He said it. Oh, it's just a great big Ponzi scheme. Really? We pay X amount of money in. We know for sure, as long as y'all don't fuck things up, we know for certain that at a certain age, we'll be able to draw that out. As long as y'all don't fuck with things, we'll be able to draw that out. How is that a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi scheme is the people at the bottom are putting in money and it's paying the people way up at the top, but the people at the bottom are getting pennies. That's not what Social Security is. That is not. But of course, you can't tell these people anything. They consider themselves to be geniuses because they're rich. And because they are so rich, they feel like they're so smart and they're really, really loud and dumb. But anyway, a privatized system is not going to offer the same protections as far as disability, spousal benefits, survivor benefits. And that is going to leave those vulnerable populations at greater risk. Historically, people have wanted to privatize Social Security in the past, and it has been a politically divisive issue. Opponents are warning that it could dismantle a key social safety net, while supporters claim it could give individuals more control over their retirement savings. And now neither side of this argument are going to get any say. DOGE is going to decide for you. And there had been demands for Elon Musk to come and talk to Congress about what his plans were. Because, you know, forward facing and what they're saying in the media and what they're saying to the public is one thing. When it's clear that they're trying to do something else. And one representative has had a F enough. He said, enough is enough. And I'm going to let you hear his This man went on a complete and total rant about Elon Musk. And I'm going to let you hear that rant, and then I'm going to come back and tell you what I think about what he said here.
This is indeed a sad morning. Very sad morning. When this committee, the oldest and most continuous in the Congress, neglects its responsibility and essentially holds this hearing today to block any further discussion. The men and women on this committee are good people. They're honest and caring people. And that's why I do not understand why you would relegate this committee to no longer being of significance and resort to saying you will do whatever Elon Musk and Donald Trump tell you to do. Where's the independence of the committee? Where's the legislature? We're an equal branch of government. And you start off with a blather, and yet look at the empty seats here. Where's Elon Musk? I'm sure he's a genius and is a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. But that does not put him above the law or the responsibility to come before this committee in this Congress. If he's so great, if these plans and all the fraud and abuse that he found are so eminent, why isn't he here explaining it? You know why. Because he's out to privatize Social Security. He's been on television the last couple of days talking exactly about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what he intends to do. Privatize it. The American people, some of them may have been born at night, but not last night. People are aware of this. Every single one of your districts, all the money that comes in monthly, and you have not done, you as a Congress, have not done anything in more than 54 years. And now you have someone coming in to privatize a system, something you have longed to do going back to 1982, because Elon Musk thinks that this is the best thing to do. President Trump has called Social Security a scam. Elon Musk, as chairman, as Mr. Neal said, called it a Ponzi scheme. Ask that of the people in your district. Ask that, Mr. Smith, of the more than 198,000 people in your district who rely on Social Security, and you won't even let the person who's planning to privatize it, who's telling the big lie in front of everyone, in bold as he possibly can, saying, this is what we're going to do. The Congress is in our back pocket. We don't even have to come before them and testify because we control the House, we control the Senate, and we control the presidency. And it's the tyranny of the executive. It's why these resolutions were first adopted back in 1789, because the founding fathers knew that the executive branch does not have total authority over the legislature unless you have a willing party that says, no, we're going to do exactly what you tell us to do, Mr. Musk and Mr. President. It doesn't matter to our constituents. It doesn't matter how much money they are not going to receive. We're not even going to tell them the truth about what's going to happen to them. And every single one of these districts where they're being shut down and their personnel, and as Mr. Neal said, Dan, after you cut and eliminate the people, say the agency isn't responding accordingly. No other agency operates for under less than 1%. With that, they administer to over 70 million people in the nation's number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and children. Shame! Shame! Can't bring people in front of this body? If he's right, if they're so good, if they're so just, why aren't they here telling the American people about it? They're not, because you know the truth. It's about privatization. I yield back.
That is what we call righteous indignation, right? Now, we've seen some Democrats such as Jasmine Crockett.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
We've seen independent Bernie Sanders go on the road and get people fired up to fight for their rights, the rights that we have come to know and that we feel like we deserve as United States citizens, according to the Constitution. But I like the fact that this gentleman went on record with his woo. When I say he was indignant, y'all, this man turned a shade of red that I have never seen on a Caucasian man, except for Trump when he's putting his orange makeup on, but I digress. He looked like he was going to burst a blood vessel. He let the Republican members of Congress have it, because basically what he is saying and what is being done, we're watching it happen, is that the Republican members of Congress have decided we abdicate our responsibilities to Elon Musk and Doge. And that is never how our democracy was supposed to be run. And yes, I really enjoyed seeing somebody get it on the record. I'd like to see more of that. Yes, I would. I'd like to see more people go off, right? When history reports what happened, there needs to be some very loud voices, very vocal people shouting this down, at least saying, look, we're trying to protect our democracy. Of course, Democratic representatives, Democratic senators, our Democratic Congress people are trying to do it within the confines of the rules. You know, we're going to keep some decorum. And the Republicans would like to hell with decorum. We're going to do what the hell we want. And look, again, I know that there are conservatives and I know that there is MAGA. Two entirely different things, if you ask me. We need more Republicans to get on the record and say, hey, this, what's happening in this republic is wrong. We are experiencing a coup. We are slowly being taken over one little piece of our rights at a time. So in this episode, this little talk, I talked about Social Security. But while this is going on, you have Linda McMahon treating the Department of Education like the WWE. She has pretty much did hell in a cell to the Department of Education, as was requested by her, by the President of the United States. So we'll talk about education next time, because I just want to get my thoughts on the record, because what I want these podcasts to be is my record. So when grandchildren, my children, anybody who stumbles across this will know that people were speaking against this. And I want my voice to be among those people who are speaking against what's happening in the United States at this time. It has to go on record. I have to be on record showing my disgust at what's going on, and also trying to mobilize and motivate people to also put their voices out there and to get involved with resisting. I need a person a whole lot smarter than me to tell me what are some of our other options, or I'm just going to have to research the hell out of it. But if you are smarter in these categories, in politics, economics, please hit me up at snapaftermoviestv@gmail.com. I really want to hear what you have to say, what you want to add to this conversation, and how you can educate us on some of the more intricate parts of what's going on in our government. But one thing we cannot afford to do is to just treat this as business as usual, because ain't nothing usual about what is going on right now in our country. There's nothing normal about this. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Department of Education the next time I sit down at this mic. But right now, just that's some stuff that I want you to kind of chew on. And let me know what your thoughts are about what's going on with Social Security, because that affects so many of us. In fact, like if you were about to retire this year, any investments that you've made have been fucking flushed down the toilet, right? Social Security is being threatened. That was another safety net for us as people. You know, that was another safety net. And it appears that they're going full throttle against quote unquote entitlements, things that we paid into for, if you're my age, for over 30 plus years, right? So if you were about to retire this year, good luck, right? Good luck. I just think that we really need to think about what this means, not just for us, but for everybody coming after us. And for the people who are here like now who don't have a say, we need to be the people speaking on their behalf. The people who are completely too old to be a part of this fight, right? The people who are disabled, the children, we've got to be the voice for them. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments. I will talk to you guys right back here at the intersection between pop culture and common sense in the next one, Department of Education. And maybe I'll throw in some entertainment stuff, but ain't nothing funny and ain't nothing fun about what we're doing right now, what we're going through. And I think our commentary needs to kind of mirror what's happening in the world. So anywho, I'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.